Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about debugging in server-side frameworks like Next.js. And let me tell you, this is a game changer.
Oh, I'm so ready for this. I've definitely felt that pain. Debugging server-side can be like navigating a maze in the dark. So, what's the magic trick?
It's surprisingly simple. You just use Node Inspect, followed by the command that runs your Node.js application. Boom. Instant access to Chrome DevTools for your server-side code.
Wait, seriously, just like that? I usually resort to a ton of console logs, which, let's be honest, can get messy fast.
Yup. And you know what the best part is? You get all the same power of Chrome DevTools that you're used to in the browser, but for your server-side code. Setting breakpoints, inspecting variables, evaluating expressions in the console, it's all there. No more guessing games.
So walk me through this. I'm picturing myself working on a Next.js app, hitting a snag in my get server-side props function. How would I use this trick to debug it?
Okay, so say you're running your Next.js app with npm run dev. You'd stop that, then run node inspect npm run dev. Once that's going, pop open Chrome, go to Chrome inspect, and you'll see your Node.js process. Click inspect, and now you are basically live debugging your server-side functions like get server-side props.
Mind blown. I can actually see what's happening in my server-side code, step by step. I'm already seeing how this is going to save me hours of frustration. No more sprinkling console logs everywhere just to figure out why my data isn't loading correctly.
Exactly. And even if you still prefer the good old console.log, it works way better in this setup. It's interactive within the DevTools console, so you get much cleaner output.
This is a game changer for frameworks like Next.js, SvelteKit, Remix, you name it. Anything that uses server-side rendering. I'm curious, though, any gotchas I should be aware of?
Good question. I'd say one thing to watch out for is accidentally committing the debugger statement to your code. It's easy to forget and then wonder why your app is pausing unexpectedly in production. A quick search for debugger before committing can save you a headache.
Great point. So this works for any Node.js process, not just server-side rendering.
Absolutely. Anything running Node.js, build scripts, command line tools, you name it. It's like having X-ray vision into your code. Think about debugging complex database queries or asynchronous operations. This makes it so much easier.
This changes everything. Thank you for sharing this. I'm off to try this out right now. I can already feel my debugging productivity skyrocketing.
Go forth and debug with the power of the browser developer tools. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.